For today's GeoQuiz, we're talking broken dinnerware and some pretty old leftovers. Danish archaeologists say they found remnants of an ancient royal hall that may have inspired the English epic poem Beowulf. The poem describes the setting as the greatest hall under heaven, so where did the young Beowulf take on Grendel, the man-eating monster? The archaeologists say it was in Denmark's earliest royal capital, a few miles west of Copenhagen. The answer, the place, coming up later in the program. This is PRI. The legend of Beowulf may be hiding in a field in eastern Denmark. It's the place we asked you about in our GeoQuiz today. Archaeologist Tom Christensen has been investigating the site, which looks a lot like the royal feasting hall described in the epic poem Beowulf. Tom told me that the site is on an island in Denmark, home to the country's first royal capital.
The name is Lejre. It's a small village in Denmark on the island of Zealand. It's a very beautiful hilly landscape that was formed by the ice 10,000 years ago. And in the middle of this island, we have the great halls from the 6th century and right up to the end of the Viking Age, and that's around the year 1000.
And you believe there's some kind of link between this site, this feasting hall, and the English epic poem Beowulf, but that was an English poem. We're talking about an island in Denmark. What's the connection?
Actually, Beowulf is about the Danish king and his men. So the whole plot is taking place in Denmark. And the kings that are mentioned in Beowulf, Hrothgar, Rolf, Helge, and so on, are legendary Danish kings. And their main hall was in Lejre. So that's the connection.
Shows how much I was paying attention in English class in high school. All right. What is the actual evidence in Lejre that maybe Beowulf was there drinking and feasting one night?
So what we can see are the post holes in the subsoil. So these halls were up to 60 meters long and 12 meters wide. So they were enormous buildings. We know that there were a lot of feasting. We find kilos of animal bones, mainly pigs. Small pigs, but also other animals that we can see that there were big banquets there in these great halls. And that's part of life in ancient Denmark. And Beowulf as a person is actually a Swede coming from present day Western Sweden. And he went to the Danish king. He was sailing to Denmark to help the Danish kings in his fight against some monsters called Grendel and Grendel's mother. So I think Beowulf is actually a fairy tale, but it's a good one anyway.
And some of the details of that fairy tale seem to scan, at least in this feasting hall. My mental picture of life in these feasting halls is mead being drunk from battle helmets and barely cooked leg of lamb being passed around from mouth to mouth. Is that kind of reflected in your findings at all?
Well, not as primitive as you are describing it. The material culture was actually rather sophisticated. They were making jewelry, nice pottery, and also nice buildings. And we have a small fragments of gold as well, silver coins and so on.
And this monster known as Grendel, what is your theory? A form of some monstrous human, an animal maybe? Or
it could be a metaphor for the evil that was coming. And Grendel is destroying the idyll, the life at the king's hall. And to restore it, Beowulf is coming to help the king. So I think you don't have to take Grendel literally. It's just a name for the evil.
Tom Christensen leading the investigation at Lejre in Denmark. He's the curator of Denmark's Roskilde Museum. Thanks for speaking with us, Tom.
Okay, you're welcome.